The Reconnecting McDowell Project started 2 years ago as a partnership between the State Board of Education and the American Federation of Teachers, as well as many businesses and nonprofit organizations, to create new educational opportunities in the economically depressed county. Wednesday, its leaders announced the start of a new project in the county seat of Welch they hope will attract young teachers and professionals to the rural area. On a one-way street frequented by coal trucks in downtown Welch sits a vacant four-story warehouse. Totaling about 25,000 square feet, the Best Furniture Building has been empty for decades. But that's all about to change thanks to a project focused on revitalizing the county. That project is called Reconnecting McDowell. State Board of Education President Gail Manchin and American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten cut the purple ribbon hanging across the building's front door with an oversized pair of scissors. The ribbon cutting was only ceremonial, though, because soon that building will be demolished and replaced with a brand new structure.
And it will be the Renaissance Village, which will be affordable new housing for teachers, for medical professionals, for people across McDowell County in this region that need affordable housing to work and have a great quality of life.
Manchin also serves as chair of the Reconnecting McDowell Project and described for those gathered the new building that will take up the block where they stood, a building with 28 one- or two-bedroom apartments that's first floor contains common areas for teachers to collaborate, a coffee shop, and maybe even a deli to spark some economic development in Welch's downtown.
That is a key component because in order to tell the community, the parents that live in this area, we want to educate your children with the skills that can enable them to get a job in this region. They don't have to leave McDowell County. They don't have to leave West Virginia to get a good job. But in order to do that, you have to have economic development. And so we believe that this is one step in helping to build an economically viable community again.
The total project cost is estimated at nearly $5.5 million. That money, Manchin says, will come from federal low-interest loans, a portion from the state, and up to $2 million from the private sector, at least they hope. With the project's approval by the Reconnecting McDowell Board, Manchin says they can begin to raise money, but will be doing so incredibly quickly. Demolition to the current structure is expected to begin in a few weeks. Ideal completion is August of 2015, just a year from now. Weingarten says the timeline is doable.
So this is the first time, you know, the public actually sees what we're doing in terms of building the Renaissance Village, but it's not the, but the planning has already been done. We know where to get the financing. We know how many units we think we can put in the building.
McDowell County Superintendent Nelson Spencer says the new building could be a game changer, taking on one of the two biggest issues he faces when recruiting teachers to his school system: housing and transportation.
Well, in southern West Virginia, I'm not just going to say McDowell, but there are issues that we deal with in other parts of the country that don't. Lack of housing, lack of transportation. Not only does that affect our teachers that work here, but it affects every other body that lives in this county as well. So those are tough factors that all of us have to deal with, from our students to the employees in the county.
Spencer says right now he has 20 vacant teaching positions, and school starts on the 18th. He says the county is in panic mode, trying to figure out how to get teachers into classrooms. Manchin hopes in the future the county won't have to deal with that number of vacancies, but instead will become a place quality teachers will compete to work.